This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The halt in the deadly and destructive war between Israel and Hamas will extend for two more days as more hostages and prisoners have been released. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The total number of Israeli captives released by Hamas has risen to 51. 150 Palestinians imprisoned by Israel have been freed. 11 Israeli women and children freed by Hamas entered Israel Monday night after more than 7 weeks in captivity in Gaza. Two helicopters ferried hostages to Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, 33 Palestinian prisoners released by Israel arrived early Tuesday in the West Bank town of Ramallah. The prisoners were greeted by loud cheers as their bus made its way through the streets. The deal for two additional days of ceasefire raised hopes for further extensions and exchanges, which also allow more aid into Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un received photos of the White House and Pentagon taken by its recently launched spy satellite, according to state media KCNA on Tuesday, coming a day after tense exchanges between Washington and Pyongyang during a U.N. Security Council meeting over the launch.
KCNA said the batch includes photos of the White House, Pentagon, and U.S. aircraft carriers. Seoul officials say the North's claims could not be confirmed as it has not released the photos. Contention over the satellite spilled over into a snap meeting of the U.N. Security Council a day earlier, which was called to convene after last week's launch, following dozens of ballistic missile tests over the past 20 months. It resulted in a rare, direct, public exchange between the U.S. and North Korea.
That is Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Armed assailants seized and later let go a tanker linked to Israel off the coast of Yemen before being apprehended by the United States Navy. Two ballistic missiles fired from the Houthi-controlled Yemen then landed near a U.S. warship in the Gulf of Aden. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is getting antibiotics intravenously for a lung problem, limiting his appointments.
This woman says it was the first time she had heard a gunshot. The government blamed the attacks on renegade soldiers, and this resident recalled encountering them.
Military vehicles approached us and some of the officers said we should shout forcefully, President Mada Bio must go. Some of us wanted to answer and some refused to shout. We asked him for which reason we should say that, and he responded by asking if we had the ability to buy expensive bags of rice.
Hours after the rampage, President Julius Mada Bio assured citizens calm had been restored and that the attackers would be held to account.
That is Reuters' Alman Lee reporting. Again, the Pope getting antibiotics for lung problems.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is taking antibiotics intravenously to treat a lung inflammation, but he doesn't have pneumonia or fever, says the Vatican. The Vatican says the inflammation was causing some respiratory difficulties for him, but describes his condition as good. Francis will be 87 next month. A Vatican spokesman says some of Francis's commitments have been postponed so he can use the time and energy to recover. But he says Francis is going ahead with other activities that are easier to maintain. This morning at his residence, Pope Francis received the president of Paraguay in a half-hour audience. I'm Rita Foley.
A Chilean startup is reinventing the wheel, almost literally, recycling used car tires into modern electric car batteries.
Across the globe, about 32 million tons of tires reach the end of their life each year. That's enough to entirely cover Washington, D.C. And the shift to electric vehicles, made heavier by their batteries, is only expected to increase that number. One Chilean startup says its process could help solve the problem. The company is called T-Fight, part of the privately funded Sustrend Laboratory. Its solution to the annual problem of what to do with more than a billion end-of-life tires? Recycle them into modern electric car batteries.
That is Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. Experts in constitutional law and in the military say the Insurrection Act gives presidents tremendous power with few restraints. Recent statements by former U.S. President Donald Trump raise questions about how he might use it if he wins another term. The frontrunner for the 2024 Republican nomination has spoken openly about his plan should he win the presidency, including using the military at the border in cities struggling with violent crime. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.